This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Well, yesterday I opened up the topic of hatred and I said that it is an ugly thing to see in our world and in our personal relationships. Maybe you were with me yesterday. If you hate someone, I said it means that you despise that person, you feel lots of animosity towards that person, and really it's destructive. Friendships, marriages have been destroyed forever because of this poisonous word, hate. There's an old story of two shopkeepers who hated each other. They were rivals. One night, an angel came to the first shopkeeper and said, "The Lord has sent me to you with a promise that you can have one wish, no matter how extravagant. Now, there's a catch with this." He said, "Your rival will receive double. So what's your wish?" So he said, "My wish is that you would strike me blind in one eye." Now, hatred can be so addictive, of course, that it binds us to seeing options that can end up destroying ourselves as well. How powerful are the words of Jesus? He said, "You've heard that it was said, love your neighbour and hate your enemy." And Jesus said, "I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." And it's true, isn't it, that Jesus brought in a new rule. It was all about an embracing love that means no enemies are allowed. You're not allowed to have enemies. We are to love everyone. And unfortunately, we're all human and we get feelings of revenge and maybe even hatred towards someone. Anger, of course, can burn into our lives. It was in the early 1900s, the Armenian Christian church was persecuted by the Turks. And the story goes that a Turkish officer raided and looted an Armenian home and killed the parents and sexually abused one of the daughters. Now, she escaped and eventually became a nurse. And years later, one night, she found herself in a hospital ward of Turkish officers who were injured. And there in the bed, she recognized this man, the man who had done terrible things to her years before. The man, gravely ill, unconscious. And if she had not administered nursing care, he would have definitely died. But here she was, she nursed, she cared for him, and the doctor who noticed this praised the woman by saying, "You know, had it not been for your care and your devotion for that man, he would have died." And the officer suddenly realized in the bed just who this nurse was. "Haven't we met before?" "Yes," she said, "we have met before." He realized who she was. "Well, why didn't you just let me die?" he said, "for what I did to you." And here's what this remarkable woman said. "Well, I couldn't do that because, you see, I'm a follower of him who said, love your enemies." So how could she forgive someone like that? I'm sure that this nurse would have struggled with feelings of hate and bitterness, but I think she came to the conclusion that the ways of Jesus are far better. Loving and forgiving our enemies doesn't mean that we forget the past, but really what it is, it's an invitation to follow a better way that Jesus says has to come from his followers. It was Helmut Thielecki, theologian authors, who said, "To love one's enemy doesn't mean to love the mire in which the pearl lies, but to love the pearl that lies in the mire." Loving our enemies doesn't mean some sort of superhuman suppression of our own feelings, but it's a divine gift of grace that comes, that gives us new spiritual eyes, and we can look at people differently. We can see something of the love of God even with someone who we may feel hatred for. Well, I think it's much better to turn to our Heavenly Father because, you know, the Bible says, "Let your minds be remade and your whole nature transformed." That's Romans 12, verse 2. And so I'd suggest instead of allowing feelings of hatred to build up inside for months or years even, consider what Paul the Apostle said. He said, "You'll do your best by filling your minds and meditating on things that are true and noble, reputable, authentic, things that are gracious and compelling. Think on the best, not the worst. Think of things that are beautiful, not ugly. Things to praise, not things to curse." That's Philippians 4:8 from the Message translation. Jesus, of course, knew what it was when people hated him. And I think there's a great prayer. This is the prayer that says, "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. And where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy." Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.